Mrs. Gillibrand, aye.
Finally, the U.S. Senate confirmed Loretta Lynch as U.S. Attorney General.
Mr. President, can we have order? Mr. President, can we have order so the vote can be heard?
Senate will come to order. As a reminder, expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted from the gallery. On this vote, the yeas are 56 and the nays are 43.
Thank you, Mr.
The nomination is confirmed.
In advance of the vote, Democratic senators spoke out against the five-month delay since Lynch was nominated by President Obama. They spoke out against the filibuster, which tried to tie her nomination to an unrelated sex trafficking bill.
I am sad. I am depressed.
Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill said holding up a nomination because you don't agree with the president bodes poorly for the future.
Doesn't get any uglier than this.
Loretta Lynch grew up in North Carolina. She's been the top prosecutor for the Eastern District of New York, which includes Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and Long Island since 2010. She replaces Eric Holder and becomes the first black woman to hold the nation's top law enforcement job. Congratulations have been pouring in. Mayor de Blasio said as the U.S. Attorney for New York's Eastern District, she prosecuted some of the toughest terrorism, fraud, and brutality cases we've ever seen. She fought for fairness and against inequality at every turn. The mayor said her intelligence, character, experience, and unyielding pursuit of justice are exactly what the country needs. Congratulations, Ms. Lynch.
As president and as commander-in-chief, I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations.
President Barack Obama Thursday speaking on a counterterrorism operation. It inadvertently killed aid workers in Pakistan, an American and an Italian hostage held by Al-Qaeda, Warren Weinstein and Giovanni Loporto.
Based on the intelligence that we had obtained at the time, including hundreds of hours of surveillance, we believed that this was an Al-Qaeda compound, that no civilians were present, and that capturing these terrorists was not possible. And we do believe that the operation did take out dangerous members of Al-Qaeda. What we did not know, tragically, is that Al-Qaeda was hiding the presence of Warren and Giovanni in this same compound.
The incident is likely to spark fresh scrutiny of Obama's frequent use of drones to target terrorists and his pledge to strike only when there is near certainty that no civilians will be harmed. Mike Brown's parents filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson on Thursday. This opens a new chapter in the legal battle over the shooting that killed their son. Attorneys for Brown's parents promised the case would bring to light new forensic evidence and raise doubts about the police version of events. Some of that evidence, they said, had been overlooked in previous investigations. If it comes to trial, the lawsuit could force a full review of all the evidence in the shooting and bring key witnesses to be questioned in open court. That would include Darren Wilson, the white officer who shot Brown. Wilson and former Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson are named in the complaint. In Baltimore, protests continue over the death of Freddie Gray, who died of a severed spine on April 12th while in a police van. It was revealed that he was not only handcuffed and put in leg irons, but left without a seatbelt. This according to the police union's lawyer. There's still no word on the missing 25-minute timeline of what happened when Gray was in the van, but it is known that he repeatedly asked for help during the trip. Instead, the driver diverted to another location to pick up another prisoner, and paramedics weren't called until they arrived at a police station 40 minutes later. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Leniency, that's what David Petraeus got at court in Charlotte, North Carolina on Thursday afternoon. The former CIA director was sentenced to 2 years probation and fined $100,000. Peter Moss, who writes for The Intercept, said the deal he got all but confirms a two-tier justice system. It's where senior officials are slapped on the wrist for serious violations, while lesser officials are harshly prosecuted for relatively minor infractions. Petraeus gave classified material to his girlfriend and biographer, Claire Broadwell. He gave her 8 binders from his time as top military commander in Afghanistan. In the binders were names of covert operatives, the coalition war strategy. The black books also contain notes about Petraeus' discussions with President Obama and the National Security Council. Prosecutors said that after resigning from the CIA in November 2012, Petraeus had signed a form falsely attesting he had no classified material. He also lied to FBI agents by denying he supplied the information to Broadwell. That's according to court documents. Petraeus pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor, 1 count of unauthorized removal and retention of classified material. Close to home, Vocal New York, a grassroots activist organization, parked out in front of the headquarters of the New York City Council this week. Elizabeth Owens from the South Bronx stood with others asking council members to pay attention to homelessness and the need for affordable housing.
Number one, who makes $60,000 a year to just get an apartment? When there's all these empty buildings out here that they could be redoing, hiring people out the shelter to rebuild it and stuff, sending them to training schools and things like that to build up our communities. It's not fair, and I'm tired of watching, you know, hedge fund management. Remember, we bailed out the banks. They didn't pay us back. We're paying for their deed. It's time for everybody to dig in their pockets and start helping homeless people out of these shelters.
It's estimated that more than 60,000 New Yorkers are in homeless shelters each evening.
Staten Island has it the worst. The X1 and the X17 lines are either too late or too early 36% of the time.
New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer released an audit detailing the performance of Metropolitan Transportation Authority Express buses. They carry over 20 million commuters. The audit found that nearly 1/3 of MTA Express buses are not on time.
In Queens, 32% weren't on time, and in the Bronx, the number was around 20%. In Brooklyn, 34% sampled. Buses were late as well.
Stringer said overall, riders have to wait from 6 to 28 minutes. He made recommendations to the MTA to speed up service, and he's calling for more transparency and accountability. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.